Many people use prepaid calling cards instead of long-distance phone service because it is cheaper. But Alaskans recently found out that they could no longer recharge their prepaid Sprint cards. They complained about it, and now the Regulatory Commission of Alaska is looking into the accusations. For Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Alice Criswell reports.
Sprint cards are now under the company STI. When that takeover happened, STI stopped further card services to Alaskans. Grace Salazar, spokesperson for the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, says under federal communications law, STI may not discriminate against one state by stopping recharge practices.
Sprint has a contract with the customers to provide services at 2.83 cents per minute. And when STI took over, they wanted to stop providing service here in Alaska but continue services in other states. And now STI wants to stop allowing Alaskan consumers to recharge the cards at that rate. They're not allowing consumers to recharge it at any rate at all.
STI assumed responsibility for the Sprint prepaid calling cards in September of 2008. In February of this year, the RCA started receiving consumer complaints about the situation. STI did not return calls to KYUK in time for this newscast. Salazar explains what the RCA has heard from the phone company.
Well, I can't speak for STI, but it's my understanding that they believe it's too expensive to provide service here in Alaska.
She says the commission issued an order asking STI to allow Alaskan consumers to recharge their cards while the RCA investigates this matter. However, STI did not follow that order. In Bethel, I'm Alice Criswell.